Greetings and salutations, faithful listener and perhaps new listener. You are all indeed always welcome to drop by, okay? And just so you know, the Hawkins House is one of those where once you enter, everything is at your disposal. It's make yourself at home times 100, okay? Use any bathroom you like, eat what you want, drink our LaCroix, drink from the milk jug, I don't care. Spank our neighbor's children, yell at them, I don't care. Hey, it takes a village, right? So I'm pretty progressive when it comes to home life and my things. If you need it and I'm not really using it, by all means, indulge. And that's really Heather and Mai's favorite. Heather and Mai's is, I don't even know, Heather and Mai's, is that right? Heather and Mai's favorite thing to do is just have people over and enjoy one another's company. And I think I've gotten better at being a host and really being a friend. Okay, folks, believe it or not, I used to be kind of a snob when it came to people. I would always complain to Heather when we were at get-togethers with other people about how bored I was. And she finally said something that turned me right around. She said, well, maybe you're so bored because you're so boring. And by Jove, she was right. So from then on, I tried to become a better listener, okay? To be in the conversation. That's what conversation means, converse, to verse with others, right? So not just waiting for them to shut up so I can spout my brilliance. I already know what I know. How much more fun is it to elucidate, contemplate, and evaluate new ideas with someone else? Wow. When that happens, people magically become far less boring, and so do I. Speaking of elucidating, I've got a friend on the line who I consider my life coach, my guru. He's a deep thinker and far from boring. And his name is IKEA Man. That's what I call him. IKEA Man, what's up? Greetings.
Tim, hejsan, or hala. That is from the traditional Swedish greeting, meaning how goes it?
It goes well, man. We actually met at an IKEA years ago.
Correct, you are. I remember I was sitting in a Poang armchair pondering the procurement of some richtig ugla curtain rings, and you approached me. We had a cogent conversation, and then I believe we partook of some delectable Swedish meatballs, some savory waffles with cloudberry jam, and of course my favorite, a bowl of Hjaltral, a Scandinavian muesli.
That's right. You remembered, and then we had, remember that drink we shared? What was that drink you had?
Oh, yes, Brandvin, a delicious Swedish specialty liqueur. Its literal meaning is burn wine. We drank merrily from my handmade flusk.
Flusk? You mean flask?
Yeah, I say flusk. It just sounds more Swedish.
Hey, you owned a yoga studio franchise for a while. So that's still going, I guess. How's that been going, you know, coming out of COVID? I know they considered your business a non-essential.
Yes. Sadly, the powers that be in their wisdom, finger quotes, I'm holding up two fingers on each hand and doing bunny ears with them. That means I'm expressing that in a sarcastic fashion.
Yeah, I know what air quotes mean.
So, in their wisdom, they locked us down. I guess downward dog is non-essential now. Upward dog is superfluous. I mean, it's somehow extraneous to hold a warrior three. Barbarians. No, I apologize, Tim. Just, could you just grant me a moment so as to regain balance in my fourth chakra? My chakra feels so shock wrong right now. Can I just have a second to center myself?
Take all the time you need. What is that you're doing?
It's actually called a Mongolian throat sing. I'm singing from my throat as the Mongols do. It calms me. It's very soothing and it's very ticklish.
So. How are you making up for all those? I mean, you must have had many lost months of income for your yoga business.
Our solution is simply that of increasing our yogic options. We offer every iteration of yoga imaginable. Kundalini, Vinyasa, Hatha, Ashtanga, Yin, Bikram, Hot, Double.
Double yoga? I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah, double yoga. It's that's where you do yoga on top of someone who's already doing yoga. It's a double-decker yoga. It's the future of yoga. So we fit in twice as many people in the studio. So there's the increased revenue. It's, you know, just further proof that the that affluent women will do absolutely anything you tell them to do on a yoga mat.
Well, listen, IKEA man, it was great catching up with you, and I guess namaste, okay?
Farvel. That is Swedish for farewell, my friend.
IKEA man, everybody. Let's talk about cereal.
Okay.
It may be the perfect snack.
Well, it's the best snack after you wake up from a nap that I've ever had.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like a Sunday afternoon nap and you wake up and then you have like six bowls of cereal.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I have to have two.
Yeah, you can't have one, just one.
I mean, full bowls.
Yeah.
And I'm a mixer. I mix them up.
Oh, no.
I've got two or three different kinds in the same bowl. You're not into that?
No. My dad tried to get me on that. And
mix it into bit, Richard.
Mix it all up. No, I can't do it. I could do Honey Nut Cheerios and normal Cheerios, but yeah. I can't cross breed them, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, I can really cross breed. I could go.
What's the strangest combination?
I could go Special K with
Lucky Charms.
With some Lucky Charms.
No, I don't.
I could even throw some. I could even throw a heavy bran.
Like grape nuts.
Like that looks actually like rabbit food.
Yeah.
Like I could do that right there.
Oh man.
No problem at all. No problem at all.
Yeah, I'd have some issues with that. I'd like to keep my cereal.
I understand.
You know.
I understand.
Give me my Cap'n Crunch.
I'm a risk taker.
I like to take one piece of each cereal and put it into the same bowl.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You don't know me.
I do.
I do what I want.
That must take a long time.
I don't think her mic's on.
It doesn't.
I'm going to say an old white man thing. Well, I guess you got to plug it in. Doesn't work if you don't plug it in.
That kind of hurt my earballs.
That hurt my throat. Did you try turning it off and turning it back on?
Did you show Dad your ring?
There it is.
She's mine.
Check it.
Check.
Sweet.
Whoa. Bum, bum, bum. I also can't eat cereal with anything but cow's milk.
Yeah.
Like almond milk, it just does not do the same thing.
That's funny. Right. Jack and I were just having that conversation.
Okay.
I could have it. He's like, Are you going to have cereal? Do you want to have milk or almond milk?
Like, almonds milk.
Almonds like milk. That's really funny. The almonds milk.
Lots of milk. And the almonds. And I said, why? And he said, I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. But basically what he wanted to say is, I would like to have cereal with regular milk. Will you have the almonds milk?
Yeah.
I said it again.
I like the Skims milk.
The Skims milk? I like the Holes milk.
Yes.
The Holes.
Has there not been a milk explosion? Like 800 different kinds of milk now?
Yeah, cashew milk, almond milk, macadamia nut milk, oat milk. I don't even, and it's not even cool to get normal milk anymore.
Do what?
It's not even cool to get normal milk anymore.
It's kind of weird to get normal milk.
Yeah, it's kind of like, wait, you drink.
But we do.
You drink whole
milk?
You're
unhealthy?
Yeah. I didn't know.
It's not, though.
Gross.
I never got the 2% deal. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Is that
2% fat?
Right. Mm-hmm. 2% of the milk.
With his cereal and whole
and then
milk.
Skim. Well, my mom thought that skim and 2% were way healthier than whole. So I didn't have whole my entire life. And then I had whole for the first time. And I was like, this is probably the greatest thing I've ever consumed.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
It's like going mono to stereo.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I just figured out what whey means, though. That's like the fat that they scrape off of the...
Like curds and whey.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the whey, and then they
Little Miss Muffet
protein.
Sat on her tuffet.
Tuffet?
Yeah, that was kind of a risque word back in the day.
Tuffet?
Hey, tuffet. Get your tuffet over here.
Dang.
Yeah, look at that. That's right. Heather, you got a nice tuffet.
Thank you.
Like, bring your tuffet over here.
Luke, you didn't
Sit
say
down
that
right
me.
Here. On my lap.
We watched him do...
Look, there's a spider sat down beside you, right? Give me some of that whey. Curds and whey. Hey, remember that?
We watched him do that in
That's how we fell in
Modesto,
love.
Remember? At the cheese place.
Cheese.
Okay, we went to a cheese factory one time. It was fascinating.
Really?
It was fascinating. Cheese factory in Oakville, California.
Oh, yeah, outside of Modesto.
It wasn't Oakland. It was, it's a
Libby,
little
you were there.
Town.
Where was this? Where are we?
California.
Oakville.
On the way to Yosemite.
Cheese Factory.
Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Yosemite Park.
Well, when I was traveling in Amsterdam, I went to a cheese museum. So, I mean, not as cool as California in the U.S. But
actually, probably wasn't because it was super
Amsterdam
little.
In the country of Europe. Was where I went.
That's my favorite country.
Country of Europe. Anyway. But
anyways, back to your story.
Right. Sure, back to our non-European, regular old American story.
Yeah. Continue.
I think I could work at a cheese factory.
Really?
I really do. It's soothing work. Don't you think that would be cool? Just have a job like that where you're just making cheese.
In there and cool.
I will watch, on YouTube, mute the YouTube video and just watch people make cheese or bread. Or chocolate or something. It's a taffy.
Spencer loved that too.
It is the most soothing thing.
What are the most soothing videos? Now, one of them that I think it was last year we learned about was the Chinese cooking lady.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to be fascinated.
Oh, that's so good.
YouTube Chinese cooking lady. And it's, I forget her first name, but each video she makes, she lives in the middle of China, middle of nowhere China. Mm-hmm. And she just makes all kinds of yummy goodies. She's got a huge wok. She's got a monster wok.
Yeah. She is self-sustainable. She has a farm and she feeds her whole entire family on everything she grows. And then she preserves everything.
I think it's her family's farm. And she just goes out and...
Yeah, but now
she looks like she's 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she has millions of subscribers.
Yeah.
Yes. Millions.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And that because the video quality is so good, I'm wondering if a crew lives out there.
Well, I know.
That's what
really
I wonder
good.
With the
sharp.
It's yeah.
Super sharp.
It's world class.
The Indonesian. What's her name? Oh, I don't know what her name is. But that's what I wonder with the Indonesian house builders that build their house with sticks. Mm-hmm.
That's another one.
And I could watch that for hours, and I haven't do.
Where they do the underground pool.
Yeah, they'll just build a house out of sticks and then they'll build
mud.
Pool.
Mud.
Uh-huh. And then they'll build a filtration system and those things.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. You watch them and go, I could totally do this. Then you get out there and start digging.
Well, there's a lot of turnover. Mom because
gets out
get...
there and starts digging.
Just with a stick.
They're like, Mom, what are you doing?
Making a pool. Yeah. Dad won't let me have one, so here we go.
Hey, well, we do have a pool.
Shots
now. Do you want to tell everybody about our new pool, about our new purchase?
Well, it's a hot tub.
It's pretty,
it's
the
nice.
Bubblies. Got the hot tub.
I thought you meant Jackson's ice bath.
We got that too.
You got one, Jack?
That's awesome. We did yesterday.
Went to the Rural King.
And
if anybody doesn't know what a Rural King is, it's how would you describe it? It's just it's a redneck Walmart.
Let's just say that they have baby chickens right when you walk in.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what I grew up at. That's where we got the horse feed down on the farm where I live.
Yep, that's where it is.
When I saw that thing outside, I did not think ice bath. I thought it was a feeding trough or livestock.
I thought weird. Baptism.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, baptism. Yeah, small one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got many uses.
Yeah. But we know the Rural King guy. We went to we had a friend that was her son was marrying the Rural King guy's daughter.
Yeah.
So we know the Rural King,
the Rural Princess,
the Rural King. We know him.
The wedding was decorated in
That's
Rural
funny.
King fake flowers.
Remember we sang that song?
It did not look good.
We sang the Rural King song, honey. Remember that? Let me look that up and see if I can find it.
Yeah, we know that one. Ready? One, two, three.
Go.
World, get the sand and the thing.
That's not it. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I found it. I'm so glad that I have this laptop that I've saved everything.
Oh, cool.
There's so much stuff.
Got laptops.
It's actually to Let It Be.
Hot tub,
Wait,
laptop.
You wrote this song?
They asked him to sing
Let It Be
at the groom's dinner.
It's when I find myself in times of trouble. If I need car parts or string or a comb to brush my mullet, Rural King. If I need a floating cooler. Or some cheap old crap made in Peking. Or an air compressor. Rural King. Sing with me. Rural King. Rural King. Rural King. Rural King.
King.
There will be an answer. Rural King. You want to hear the other second verse?
Yes.
Yep.
If you need tractor tires or some Conway Twitty napkin rings. And Walmart doesn't have it. Rural King.
King.
So
King.
If you want a cheap computer or some tools to help you in the spring, or a hat that says who farted, Rural King.
King.
Rural King. Okay, we could just Rural King.
The King. It's too slow.
Yeah.
King.
Parodies, baby. That's where it's at. That's it. That's the deal. When people, like, if you do parodies at a special event or at a corporate event,
they
don't have to be that funny. It's just that
you have to use the keywords.
Use the keywords.
I'm sure it was funny if I knew what you were talking
about. Oh, it was a blast, and people loved
it. They laughed.
Yeah, and it was genius.
They had been drinking a lot. So.
They had been, yeah, that helps out too.
Whoa.
Don't throw rural
Kings under the bus. Not the dad. No, that dad. He was not.
Honey, let's not talk about Rural Kings alcoholism.
No, yes.
Alcoholism.
For the record, none of them were drinking.
Right.
What?
So they weren't, so now you're lying?
No.
It's whoa.
The other people in the audience. Other people.
Busted.
That's like the old saying, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hanging from
I think it's a little more of a sin to taunt someone whose pants are on fire.
I was talking to my friend today, and she was telling me a story, and then halfway through the story, she was like, wait, that was a lie. And I was like, no one has ever said that to me. Thank you. I was like, that's kind of refreshing.
Why did she, what story?
No. She was telling a story, and then she threw in a fact, and then she was like, wait, that's actually a lie. And I was like, I respect that, because...
Did she want to exaggerate? To make it more colorful?
Well, no, I just think she was like, wait, that fact is wrong.
Oh, gotcha.
While she, but like a lot of times when I'm talking...
Well, it wasn't a lie, maybe. Maybe she was just wrong with her facts.
That's what she said. Okay. She was like, oh, that was a lie.
If I... Yeah.
But because I do that sometimes, especially if I don't know someone super well, I'll just say random things that aren't even true.
Yeah.
Because I just want to like get through the conversation.
I won't go back on it though. Like if I accidentally say something and I barely know the person, I won't retract.
No, exactly.
It's like already spoken.
It's like, yeah,
and it's like, it's going to be more awkward if I retract my statement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're already there. And if just keep the story going.
Yeah, because
they won't remember it anyway.
I mean, sometimes people make obvious exaggerations just to make the story more interesting.
That's what I do all the time.
Is it obvious? Like,
is it obvious, Luke?
Instead of 10 people being there, you're like, there's a billion people that are there.
I do that. I've embellished. Yeah. I've noticed like stories that I've told over the years. And I embellish a little bit.
Yeah.
That's like your job.
It's my job to embellish.
To lie.
Is it what I do a lie?
My whole life is a lie.
It's a lie. By the way, at the end of the show, everybody, everything I said was a lie.
Well, the thing is that sometimes it's just the connection. You're not going to explain like my brother's friend's sister's cousin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like that's right.
I've done that. Yeah,
my friend Daryl.
Instead, I did it.
Right.
This is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because no one cares. No. They really
don't.
Yeah. I was lying. I don't care.
Were they
going to
write this down and track
it? It was a nice time. I had a nice conversation, even though you lied the whole time. Mm. I don't feel like.
But it's okay because I won't remember.
How about when people say, you know, to be truthful or to be honest?
To be honest.
It's like, okay, really?
Yeah.
You have to say that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just perhaps, were you not being honest the whole time?
Right.
Right.
In all honesty, no, I don't want the honesty. I want you to.
Yeah. Actually,
go
fib
with the way you
were
going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you preface something with a statement like that, to be honest, something like that, or no offense, it's normally.
Offensive.
Not a very good.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah.
Followed by this is how you should live your life.
Exactly.
This is exactly how I'm going to tell you how to live
your life. I like the way your dad does it though. You don't have, I mean, you don't have to do this, but you're gonna do what you wanna do, but
keep going.
Spot on, coach.
So coach,
oh gosh.
I'm looking for a new TV. Like what can you help me like?
I'm just saying Sony is the best.
This
I don't know.
It is pretty good.
It is pretty
that
good.
That is good.
You're going to get what you want to get. I know. It's like, you got to scratch your back of your head.
I'm impressed.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, maybe this Samsung.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
That's my only impersonation. That
you should get mom on the road.
The thing about my father is that his accent, I have no idea.
Kind of sounds like it's from New York.
He sounds, he's from the country.
New York farmer. Yeah.
He's from the country. He's raised on farms, but he sounds like a newscaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of does.
Very clear.
Great newscaster.
Yeah. 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 Now, my mom's a little bit more. She's, you know, got the
whale twang
in there. Mm-hmm. She's got in there.
And they're both in the same area.
I'll tell you what. She'll give me the birthday card. Mom, thanks for the money. Okay. Now, don't you go spending that on. Don't you pay bills with that.
Yes.
I don't want you paying bills.
You spend that on yourself now.
Okay. You promised me that. Get you something you like or just save it.
Then you say this so last time. Didn't you say, you know, I'm going to save it for your old folks' home or something? Or what did you say to her this last time?
Yeah, I'm going to save it for her home.
Yeah, home. I'll just take this. And save
you
want to
do you guys know my dad's the golf ball story?
No.
The Christmas story. Well, every
yes, I do.
I don't.
I don't know if you know this, but giving my dad gifts is It's not. No, he's not ungrateful.
He's totally grateful.
I think he's very grateful, but it's.
But he
like, oh no! I don't. What are you doing? Get
yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to.
And I always get him golf balls because I don't really know what else to get. And I'll get him golf balls, and there's some nice Callaways or Titleists, and he'll open the package. Oh, what? No, you didn't have to get these. Oh, these are expensive. Oh,
and a couple of times you've left the price tag on it.
And it happened about, yeah. And well, it happened about 3 years in a row. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm just going to start. Actually, I'm going to buy them full price. Because that's what they think. It just drives them crazy that you paid full price for these. Like, if you're paying more than $20 for 18-year-old holes of golf, you've, no. Hey, Dad, I want to take you golfing. No, we'll go over to Eagle Springs. It's like, you know, 14 holes.
Right.
Like some of the greens don't have holes in the green. There's like a Trans Am parked in the fairway. And that's a good deal. But no, so I started... I would buy him the golf balls, and I would actually tape the receipt to the box so you know exactly how much it was. Did that for a couple of years. And then the pièce de résistance or whatever, I bought the the great thing, the best thing. I bought
it. What was all that?
I'm going to edit all that out.
No, you're not allowed to.
Yeah. Well, they can't even see the actions.
We'll take care of it in post.
You can't even see all the actions that went with it.
So I bought the most expensive box of golf balls I could find and took them over to Bobby's house. There's about 24 of them. We take them all out of the box, the new ones. And Bobby lived by a golf course. So he gave us all these manky balls. And we were putting them the clamp, putting in a clamp and taking an axe and just chopping them up. Some of them were yellow. Some had a bunch had gashes in them. Some didn't have a casing on it. And we put those balls inside the new new boxes and repackaged them and then gave it to him. And he was like, oh, no, what do you give me these for?
The most expensive kind.
And then he realized what we had did, and he just, it was the best day. Best thing ever. He laughed so hard.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was fake. Yeah.
That's
I noticed you haven't used your golf balls that you got for Christmas.
Which ones?
With Holland's face.
I'm not going to hit golf balls with my grandson's face. I might use them to putt with for a lucky putt, but I'm not going to risk losing
those.
That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Putt the ball.
Yeah. That'd be hard.
Yeah.
Well, today I was at Coach and Grandma's house, and Luke is on a softball team or like little league. And I just told him, I was like, hey, coach, like we're talking about maybe doing an intramural like softball league together. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my grandpa could be our coach. And I told him that. And then I was like, it'd be so fun. We'll get you there. We'll get you a nice drink. And the only thing he said to me was, oh, you don't need to give me a drink.
I know, he did. I'll just go with you.
Oh, I'll put you out.
I was like, it'll just be like water. Yeah. He's like, no.
Yeah, I haven't talked to my father in 10 years. Why? He made me give him a drink one time. He made me get him a drink. How dare he?
It was so funny.
Yeah, he was a great coach. That was one of my first memories, was watching my dad play softball. He played fast pitch.
Yeah.
And he was a god. I mean, he could just make a softball do anything. It just curveballs and rise balls and all this stuff. And he could hit too. He was just a really good athlete. So that was one of my first.
I played catch with him the other day with softball, and he was throwing.
Oh yeah, we
underhand.
Had video of that.
Yeah, and it was like
that was special.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's neat. And that was great about because my dad was a PE teacher, so we always had all the sports equipment that we needed.
Right.
And he always opened the gym, let us run around the gym.
That'd be so fun.
Do the trampoline awesome. And all that stuff. So it was fun. A childhood with it was very fun. He was a big part of it. Just and he was so you what I always I remember seeing he would take me to his school, right? Or I would see him in different coaching situations and he just turns into a general. You know,
really?
Now he seems very meek and
yeah.
But he turned into a like he held court.
I'd love to see that.
And the kids loved him.
Yeah.
Loved him.
That's amazing.
And it was very diverse where he was in his school. Everyone just teachers and everybody loved him. What do you guys like about all of you, like about your childhood? What like you say, would you say you all had a good childhood?
The worst.
Really?
Sorry.
You want to dive deep into that?
I would, but I haven't done that with my therapist yet, so I'll get back to you.
Sweet. All right. Was that a lie?
Yes, that was a lie. My childhood was amazing.
What's like the favorite, like the thing in your child that you'd love to do?
I love traveling. I would say that.
Yeah,
like
that's
going
the thing.
On the road with dad was like the best.
Yeah,
that was probably my favorite
thing
cool. ever.
That's awesome. Did you like the planes or you like the buses? What
I liked all of it. Airports are my favorite place ever. Luke proposed to me in an airport.
That's right.
I love air. That was my dream to be proposed to in an airport.
I was there.
Yeah. So I love. Yeah, I love everything that goes around traveling. Yeah. Was like my favorite thing.
Well, that's a thing.
So yeah, I guess that is a thing.
You did a lot. What was the first big trip you took when you were?
So when I was 16,
mission trip or?
I guess so. Yeah, when I was 15, I went to Kosovo, which is like a little country, by like Albania in Europe. And then the second trip I went to was when I was 16, and one of our friends lived in Hungary, so we went there, and then we went to Austria. So yeah,
when did you go to
my first ones?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, I was 18, I think.
Oh, okay.
So that was a mission trip too. But yeah, I guess I did like traveling a lot. That was super fun. Especially like being on the road and being in that like type of life was a lot of fun. Like,
yeah, and for your birthdays you got to choose.
I would always go on trips with dad for
my
birthday.
Yeah, like you can either go with dad for your birthday
yeah.
or you can wait till he comes home and we can have a party or whatever.
I did like parties.
Almost always picked going. Yeah, because she didn't love parties. We tried lots of fun parties, but then she'd be overwhelmed because everybody wanted to sit by her at one time. She didn't want to.
Guys, I get it. I'm amazing.
I'm so popular.
Give me some space.
Get away.
But yeah, definitely getting to travel was probably the best.
Yeah, because I didn't get on a plane until I was like 21 or
right.
20 or 21, but you guys started pretty early.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember,
cool.
I guess this is my thing. I remember like when we would grow up or growing up and we would always like take road trips and stuff. So like going to Arizona to see grandparents and different things like that. So like getting up early and getting in the car, like that was one of my favorite feelings.
Was it
ever.
The white conversion van?
No, it was the blue.
Oh, the blue. The
I
Nissan.
Loved that car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when she was 14
was
months,
one.
We packed her up
That's
and
right.
she didn't even require any toys. She sat in the back
That's
of
right.
her car seat at 14
Wouldn't
months playing with her hands, looking around.
Oh,
still does
I mean,
that.
Jabbering dispense.
I do still do that.
We would take,
for sure.
We would set up the baby crib in the van.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Yes.
We play that little spinny game with the little, I don't even know what they called, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking,
just puffing away in the back.
Drinking beer.
Yeah,
I remember that.
My family would always leave at like, if we were going somewhere, we'd leave at like 3:30 in the morning.
I loved that.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
And my brother and I would always stay up until 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And
oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that we would get knocked out before. You know, yeah. so we weren't
these
up
guys,
the whole time.
Yeah, they always traveled well.
Oh my
and they
gosh.
Always, yeah. they would sleep till noon.
Yeah.
And then sleep more.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it's
easy.
Like,
well, that's the same with our family.
They're like lap dogs. They were just, they're just yeah. glad to be there.
Well, there were times we drove
and you'd
through
forget
the night.
They were there at some points.
We'd pick you up at McLean and you'd be done with your shift about 6:30 p.m. and we'd drive straight through 17 hours to Arizona.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's what Liv and I still do. Like, my ideology when I travel or like drive somewhere is like I'd rather get there later and wake up in the spot I'm going to be rather than like stay in a hotel and then take another day. You know what I'm saying? Like I'd rather get there at 3 a.m., sleep in a bed and then sleep in, wake
and
up at 11.
And feel like it's a new day.
We used to do it that way. Now we like stopping.
Well,
it's
you know.
More,
we
just it's way more fun
through.
Now.
I'm sure most people do that where they get up early and hit it early.
Yeah.
But I know there's probably a lot. They're like, oh, we'll try.
Well, no,
we'll try.
We traveled with this family because
it's there's
with
so
the
much
kids,
stuff
though,
you got to throw.
We would leave at 5. I always wanted to leave at 5:30 because I would drive first. And now we're more casual about it.
Yeah,
the family we used to travel with, we would wake up like our family in our 15 passenger van. We'd wake up at 3 a.m. and we would go and we'd get there. We would go to like Gulf Shores.
You had
or
the 15 passenger.
Oh yeah,
with the bench seats
oh,
all the way back.
We'd take out the back bench seat.
And then what would you put? Would you put a tent? Would you do the
His
tent
dad
thing?
Still drives.
No, they
no
it.
He didn't. But he got the craziest deal on that van. It was crazy. He bought it for like $2,000, and it had 50,000 miles on it, and he used it until it had like 350,000 miles on it.
Yeah, like
he
just got rid of it. I guess
something like that. But yeah, we'd take out that big bench in the back and leave at 3 a.m. But the family we travel with would leave at like 8 or 9 a.m., stop, eat lunch, and do all that. And then they get there at like 7 or 8 p.m. And we were there at like 2 already in the ocean because my mom like had sandwiches like ready to go. We had like two stops. And if we didn't pee at the stop, we're not stopping. We're going all the way.
That's how Todd and Jill were. Do you remember?
Like, when slow.
We would, when we would travel with them, we would leave in the morning, and then they would end up leaving at like 4 p.m.
I know.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, like Ben actually had practice
or something.
We're like, how did you so not funny. Know this?
That's so funny. I know. There was
Heather was right. We've loosened up a lot on our traveling schedule. Kind of
well,
like
it was
what
just
we,
easier with kids to leave early and have them sleep most of the time. That was the thing.
Well, like now, the way we do matter. Disney, which is we love, is just we go to Disney and we first thing we'll go to, and then we'll walk out, go to the next thing. It doesn't matter what it is. We're just going to just take our time.
This has come.
Mm-hmm. And we eventually get to the good stuff. It's just not, we got to get to the good stuff.
Yeah, well, we usually wait till then we would take a nap and then come back, and then we would go around, and then we'd let the kids do like wait in line for whatever. Mm. Yeah. But it worked out so much better that way.
One of my favorite things to do, I think, is getting started. Of course, getting a coffee, but also like stopping by Hardee's. Remember Hardee's? And they had those biscuits, those cinnamon biscuits with the icing.
I remember my friend Stacey Mears loved those when she was pregnant.
Mm. Wait, did we go to Hardee's or McDonald's? I remember McDonald's.
Both.
Hardee's, biscuits and gravy is really good.
Yeah.
I never remember going to Hardee's. I feel like I never see someone in a Hardee's drive-thru. Like every time I pass a Hardee's, nobody's there.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had a McDonald's biscuit, like a biscuit sandwich.
We've had a lot. Biscuit,
yeah.
What I would give.
It's killer. They do that. They do it right. They're so smart because they do their coffee right.
Yeah.
And they do their biscuits right.
Yeah.
Who?
And then McDonald's. They do the basics right.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of the stuff is
They don't go.
Hash browns, okay.
Hash browns are pretty good.
Now, why were you asking about our childhood?
Dad goes through the whole menu. Yeah, he's had every single thing.
Big Mac.
The second time?
Apple
third
pie.
Time, though. But the 10th time, that is when it's good.
Large Coke. Medium Coke. Small. Goes down the entire line.
I already did that joke.
Well, I was continuing it, and then you cut me off.
You just redid my joke.
No, his is a little better, actually. His is a little better. He nailed it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mine was 1,000 times better.
Really?
Yes.
1,000 times zero is zero.
Mine was 10 million times better.
Now, why were you asking about the childhood thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was...
No. Asking you why you were asking.
Well, I just remember I think of when I was a kid and just the freedom...
Mm. Yeah,
I felt and the just running around all the time.
Yeah,
and never have any shoes or socks on.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I just remember like the cold grass under my feet.
That's getting too deep for me.
And just riding my bike and trying to do wheelies all the way
Did
down
you have
the street.
A big wheel? Because I
had a big
vividly
yes, I had
big
a big wheel with the brake on the side.
So fun! Dang. I love the big wheel and the what's the one the spinning
the green
thing.
Machine. Well, the green machine. Did you have that?
Well, I had the one where you go like this inside of it and has the big
wheels.
Oh,
we had that game on the Wii.
What is that?
The big wheel.
We do that all online.
It's all virtual now. It's our VR headset.
What was that?
My Switch.
Where you sit in it and there's two big wheels.
Two
and
big
you
wheels.
Have you crank them around.
Somebody listening knows that right now.
Yeah. I love that
And you
thing.
Could go spin in circles real fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How about the big, like, it's like an exercise ball, but it had a... The loop on it that you hold on to.
Hoppity
like,
hop.
Wow. Hoppity hop. Is it
hoppity,
hoppity
hop?
Hoppity hop. Okay.
I love
well,
hoppity
here's what
hop.
We did on.
They have a hoppity hop races.
Really?
As a kid. So my friends and I, we got together and we decided, well, we don't have a go kart or anything because my dad traded our go kart for a camper. And. That was it. That was a sad.
Our childhoods were
wait,
so
wait,
different.
He traded a go kart. Must have been a really good camper.
No, it must have been a crappy camper.
Crappy camper.
And a really good go-kart.
I was being sarcastic. Oh,
okay. Anyway, so we thought it'd be a good idea to create our own. So we call it Big Blue Bessie. And we took like three like industrial barrels that you would find probably at Rural King, where it's like has the grain inside of them, or you go to a horse show and they like run around those barrels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Took three of those and you drill holes in either side of them. We stuck rebarb through each one. And then you put 2x4s in the middle of each barrel.
Yeah.
And so you straddle the middle barrel and you have a back barrel and a front barrel and there's just rebar sticking out each and every side of it. And we would just go down the hill.
And it had wheels, right?
Barrel is the wheels.
Oh, gotcha.
And then you just straddle the middle barrel.
Oh my
And then
gosh.
You just go down our huge hill in our front lawn. And the goal is, because we have a bunch of trees, is not to hit any
not
trees.
To die.
But there was no brakes. And so your goal is to not hit any trees, but you can't really bail because there's rebarb on either side. But also, the barrels were the wheels and you're straddling them. So if you touched your body to the barrel, it would actually suck you underneath it and you'd get rolled over.
Wow. So, this story made you like 10 times hotter.
Boo Boo Bessie?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Remember Spencer's go-kart? And he had an official go-kart race with a bunch of people. And it was our old corner shelf.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was like a boat.
That's amazing.
Why did we let him go on that thing? And I think Connor, his friend, got hurt and got all skinned up on the side because the thing just... Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know if he was in the corner shelf cart or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
It was beautiful. And it had like ornate like trim.
Yeah, it was all fancy.
It's amazing.
Just made into a go-kart.
Yep.
Yeah, we never get rid of anything.
Just turn it into a go-kart. Yep. It just has a new purpose.
And see, yeah, go-karts, that's just exciting for a kid. Just any kind of car or a little mini bike or a little anything like that.
Yeah, the picture's so cute of Spencer in the go-kart, like with his arm up, like victory, you know, so funny. Yeah.
Hole in your shoe, turn it into a go-kart.
Keely.
Yep.
Sure.
Oh,
you got an old water bottle?
Go-kart.
Turn it into a go-kart.
You have the old scrap wood? You put some wheels on that bad boy. You slide down the
go-kart.
The old kicker.
You know, you got an old toothbrush? Turn it into a go-kart.
Everything.
You just do it.
You stepped on a bug, you kill it, turn it into a go-kart.
Now I'm thinking about my childhood. It was so ho-dunk because we lived in this.
Ho or po-dunk?
Ho-dunk?
Whoa.
Hey, come on.
Ho-dunk.
Ho-dunk or po-dunk?
Your choice.
You said ho-dunk.
Dealer's choice.
This sounds like ho-dunk. I'm just asking.
Well,
it could be.
It was very
two different things.
Either way, whatever.
I get it. What you're saying.
The games we would play was we had a walnut tree in our front lawn, and whoever could throw the walnut down the road the furthest would win. That would be one of our games. We had a bunch of other games.
Wow.
Where we would have leftover fireworks, and then we would. Well, we always had leftover fireworks, and we had a lot of acreage, so like we would always make like ping pong bombs, like ping pong ball
bombs.
That
is ho-dunk.
And then...
You trying to flex on us with all the acreage?
I am, really. Comment? We had built...
With your ho-dunkery?
Did you ever take your bike, and you take someone else's bike, and you get a bunch of bikes, and you put them upside down, and then you like take your pedals to spin the tire, and it would spin the next person's tire?
Whoa.
And you make it like a factory.
What?
Ooh.
See, I used to think that the internet was bad for our children.
You didn't do this?
No.
It was you think the internet's
good? My gosh, it was so fun.
We weren't very smart.
Did you try to get all the tires to, you know, like line up and you just crank your pedal and it's like we'd pretend we had a factory going.
I used to eat burnt matches.
Oh,
okay. That was about the closest I got to that.
That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a ton of sense.
Explains a lot.
I did. They were delicious.
Wow.
I used to eat ants.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd they taste?
They turned them to a go-kart.
I ate them and I turned them into the go-kart.
Were they fire ants?
They were the black ants. They kind of tasted like sugar.
Ooh.
This is not
interesting.
Don't go eat the ants, but they did taste good.
So did you get the end of your story? Were you?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying, it's just like when Liv talk about her childhood.
The ho-dunk story?
Yeah, the ho-dunks. When Liv and I talk about our childhood.
It's a t-shirt, the ho-dunks.
The ho-dunks.
The ho-dunks.
Somebody make a ho-dunks design.
Is that
going to
be our followers' names?
The ho-dunks. Yeah.
All right. I knew this show would be worth it. Yeah.
What's up, ho-dunk?
Where
the ho-dunks
at? Hey, you a ho-dunk? I'm a ho-dunk. We are ho-dunks, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously. I love ho-dunks.
The ho-dunks.
The ho-dunks,
where
baby.
The ho-dunks at?
Oh, man, that's so great.
But, yeah, our childhoods were very
completely different. Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to take a weekend on my dad's tour bus.
Did you guys have an I almost died story?
And I'm going to get a whole box of Cheetos. So.
Oh, my goodness. There was so much junk in
Cheetos
there.
Cheetos are in a bag.
Almost died
Some
story.
People are so fun to travel with who have the super bag, like, full of every delicious treat. Have you ever traveled like Lori Schwepker? Always has delicious treats.
Well, she would get them from the warehouse for free.
Like Little Debbie peanut butter. Crispy.
Oh, yeah.
What are those called?
The Nutty Buddies.
Nutty
Buddies.
Nutty Buddies.
Oh, yeah. You got the Skittles. You got all the,
well,
the mini chocolate bars.
There would be I used to staff at this camp and I was a counselor, and these kids would show up with, like, I kid you not, like totes full of the best snacks I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it's like these, and they eat them all in like 2 or 3 days. It's incredible.
Well,
come back with the shakes.
My Aunt Faye, we go to her house and they had a drawer just full of goodies. And I'm like, what are these doing here?
Yeah. How are they not?
Do you guys know that these are here?
Yeah.
If they were at our house, they'd be gone.
Exactly. Don't understand.
Does not make any sense.
It baffled me.
Yeah.
I was such a scavenger. I'd go to people's houses. I would go into their medicine cabinets and eat their Flintstones chewables and their Sucrets.
I used to go to our neighbor's house.
And children's aspirin, just down in children's aspirin because it was orange and delicious. Those go into their freezer downstairs and see if they have anything frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can find some treasure down there.
Yep.
Frozen M&Ms and stuff.
Yeah.
Gone.
You did this, Livy, at your friend's?
Oh, I would just like walk into our neighbor's house and just eat their food and leave.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Because
they had the good snacks.
Yeah.
They didn't care. Like it was, no, you know.
It was at the woods.
It wasn't creepy, but
yeah. I don't care. No. It was there.
Not at all.
It wasn't like weird, okay?
Wouldn't that be great, though, if we lived in that kind of world where you just walk into people's houses?
Yes. And
it sounds like a cult.
Make a sandwich.
Honestly, our friends talk about this a lot. We're like, what if we just like bought a cul-de-sac and we all just like built our homes on there?
We used to do that too. We used to talk about that.
And then we like gated it. And then like, what if like one of us starts like farming and then the other one starts this? And we're like, okay, so like a cult.
And then we elect one person as our leader and we all start wearing the same clothes. Yeah.
And one person takes all the women for his wife.
Yeah, that's good.
Then
we collect a lot of guns and stuff and we put them in a special building. Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? I can see, I think, how cults get started. Yeah. I think it starts like as a good idea.
And it goes awry.
But it just goes really south very fast.
The Branch Davidians was an Amway meeting. That's their first meeting. And they just that turned into a, whatever that turned into.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her building project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, one of the things is just a sense of perfection. I'm so used to going to my little comedy lab and just working on my little bits and jokes and just waiting till they're perfect to release them to the world. And you just can't live your life that way. It's just more fun to get out there and make mistakes. So that's, the perfection thing gets in the way of my goals. Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in Faithful Counseling's counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. Faithful Counseling is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. And that's big. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Like this testimonial for Dr. Terry Sawyer. It says, Dr. Sawyer has truly given me tools to make earth-shattering changes in my home. She's been life-changing for sure. I only wish I would have found her earlier in my life. She is a blessing. And big exclamation points after that. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. You guys want to talk about national anthems?
Oh, yeah.
How do we get onto that subject?
I started singing it in my beautiful voice that I have. And Dad says, we should do the national anthem fails next week.
Yes. Because why is it? Because for one thing, it's a hard song to sing.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It doesn't, incredibly difficult. Does it rhyme at all?
I mean, no.
Banner yet wave. I guess
people
it does
get
rhyme,
the words
but it's,
wrong all the time.
But I, it's one of those where I've never forget it when I'm singing it right. at a game. But yeah. if I were the guy doing the yes. solo, I would probably forget
yeah.
it.
Yes, yeah. I think
I, think I really would. Yeah. It's that hard. And it goes, it's like four different octaves.
Yeah.
It's a tough song to sing.
Yeah.
Also,
but when it's done right, it's the best song ever.
I think what people try to do, which we will see, is they try to make it
their own
really amazing
yeah.
or try to go like, you know, too high, really whatever. Wrong. And it's just like, you can't.
I like
with
Maya
this song.
Rudolph's the best.
Right. We will get to Maya Rudolph. Libby, which one should I do first?
Hey, whichever one. They're all equally bad.
Let's do
the baseball game one.
Carl Chili Lewis peppers. Is good.
The Carl, let's do the Carl Lewis one. Really? Carl Lewis was
a
world class sprinter. I think he was a gold medalist multiple times.
All right. Are we all ready?
Here it comes.
Can you see? And the rockets red flags.
Oh God.
Uh-oh.
He started.
I'll make them for it now. For the land of the free.
Oh, I feel bad.
Sorry.
Is that the news guy?
Yeah, that's the ESPN guy.
So
that's awesome.
Oh my god.
That was the Carl Lewis version.
Amazing.
Now this one says worst
you
national
know what? That one's good. Yeah, do that one.
The worst national anthem in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
It's
let's see.
Really good.
Let's see what this uh-oh.
Oh, see, can you see what is on
at the hockey game?
Early? This is a police officer.
Oh yeah. Is that the one at the hockey game? I can't see it. Such a good one. I came across that today.
It's like he got caught in the loop and he kept oh, da, 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 da.
I mean, I know I would screw it up, but that was
oh
really bad.
My gosh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would forget.
Oh,
I would have
I know.
To
it'd
have
be so nerve wracking.
There somewhere.
Yeah. And especially because people start off too high
mm-hmm.
and then yeah. there's nowhere to go.
Well, it's so much pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here's a God Bless America.
This one is the best.
This
one.
Is the best.
My home, sweet home.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Right at the part.
Come on, Dad.
Well, the thing right. is right behind you.
I don't have an income. Internet. I can't pay for internet anymore.
Daddy don't have no job.
God bless America. My home, sweet home. God bless America. My home, sweet home.
Oh, amazing.
Wow.
My favorite part of really? That is the video because it's showing one of the baseball players.
He's like, what?
Oh. And he's like, oh, it's finally done. But then you see his reaction like afterwards. He's like, what happened?
Mm. Have you guys ever done it? Have you been asked to do it?
No.
Ready? Go. Oh, already it's bad.
Meow. Meow.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Play ball.
Yeah.
Game 5 of the World Phillies here at the new Bush Stadium in downtown St. Louis, and it looks like it's just about time to sing the national anthem.
That's right, Joe. And singing tonight is Pamela Bell, winner of local grocery store Schnucks Anthem Idol contest.
Ooh, they did their homework.
Can't yeah, they sing. Did.
Well, let's go to the field.
Her face.
The what? Super Let's blame it. The Hoos brought us stripes and right rows.
It'll probably take too long to play the whole thing.
Yeah,
think.
We get good.
But think of the idea. It's funny.
Ramrods.
The ramrods.
Ramrods.
We watched.
That's so good.
Dude, she's We're so watching funny. A new show with her called Forever, which is pretty interesting.
It is interesting.
Have you guys heard of it?
Uh-uh. Yeah. Don't watch
we watched
anymore.
The first season.
Yeah,
and it's called Forever with Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen. Very good.
I think this one has a better recording.
Oh, say can okay. you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight.
People are singing with her, though, so it helps it.
Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
Who's singing? Who is this? Oh, it's okay. I thought
her
maybe
name is
no.
Victoria Zerlinga.
Zerlinga? Here it comes. We'll see if it's...
Oh, it sounds shaky already.
Wow. Close.
That one's pretty bad because it's almost good.
That's the thing. It's the key it's is so important key. To start with.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, you're like, oh, this is my key. But then you don't realize it goes up very high.
Well, this kind
Bless
of sounds
her
like
heart.
Your joking voice.
I know.
Here comes. Oh.
Oh.
I can't wait for the free.
Yikes. They're cheering.
Line. Not bad.
Hey.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I think her dad owns the team.
Yeah.
Probably.
They go. Everybody yeah. cheer for her.
You do else. One more. You want to do the one more? Want to do the?
That was something.
Oh, somebody had a question, Luke. What was the name of the Viking show that you were watching?
The Pirate Show.
The Pirate, sorry. Pirate.
It was called Pirates.
That's it?
It was VeggieTales. We have the pirates who don't do anything.
The one that you were
I think it was called The
about.
Last Pirate Kingdom or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like Kingdom was in it.
This be Fergie from, what was it? The Black Eyed Peas?
This be Fergie. Yes.
This be Fergie.
By the dawn's early light.
Is Maya making fun of this one when she does the SNL?
No, she did that way before Fergie.
Oh, okay. Because she even did that for commencements and stuff and for college graduations. What I like about this one is the faces of the players as it goes through the song. Because you're like, oh, this is kind of cool, different way to do it. But then after a while, like, no.
Yeah. She's got kind of that classic voice, though.
Yeah. I don't know if I've noticed her voice by itself.
I love the tuba. Wait, listen. The tuba when it comes in.
Yeah.
That's too good.
Yeah, it's an old classic. It's like the 50s.
Migos should do it next time, right?
Who?
Migos.
Migos.
Who's that? The rap group at the Logan Paul.
Okay.
Is that naughty?
No, they're just terrible.
The Logan Paul fight, he had a rap group come out with. Was it with him? Yeah.
Hey, give Fergie some respect, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, she's hitting some notes there.
Here come.
Amazing.
Jeez.
And the home of the brave.
It's too good.
Let's play some basketball.
Yes, for me.
Let's play some basketball.
I thought it was a baseball team.
No,
I know it's basketball, but
it was like, basketball.
When I was picturing it, though, I was picturing.
It's too good.
Wow.
So there you go. So
we've spent nights where that's all we watch.
Yeah, that is
failed.
Factual.
Failed, like national failed, like church everything. Stuff, failed worship.
Oh,
worship fails.
That should be a separate episode.
We'd have a separate episode fail.
Yeah. Boy, do we got lots to say.
We got lots to say.
There's it's so easy to get lost in that hole.
There are so many good ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Dang it. Why'd you have to say that now?
Dang. Well next
just, I want to talk about
it. You do? Well, we can. Do you want to?
Oh, we should do it another time.
We could do it another time.
So funny.
Because we could edit it. We could like cut it down too. Like,
yeah.
To like make it, you know, within the parameters of what we're doing. Right.
I just feel like I'm in a box, you know?
Yeah, you're just putting me in
like
a box.
My creative juices cannot escape the box you're putting me in. So it's, I feel restrained. Right now?
Well, Luke
I feel like we're not even talking about
around.
What we were going to talk about.
We aren't talking about it, are we?
This is one thing I wanted to mention. It's like there's so often you'll say, okay, this is what we're going to talk about on the podcast.
I know, you know.
And,
okay,
listen to this or watch this. We don't even ever
I'm
get
at
to
a
it.
Place
that
right
now. That
has
happened now. Three major times.
I know. I'm at a place right now.
Which is fine.
It's where good. I don't really know how to produce a show.
Mm.
I don't.
Well,
I think, but that's okay because I like the fact, I liked, okay, sometimes it, you know, it feels, has a good flow.
Now,
sometimes
did you plan
it
this with the?
No, well, I did about the national anthems.
Oh, okay.
But I had a few other things, but I think what happens if you go too deep into something, because we bounce around a lot with conversation. I don't know. Sometimes.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes I'm just trying to find a good format for all of us that kind of fits like, okay, let's topic this. Here's a topic. Here's maybe four topics or three or four topics. And then
well, if you think about the flow of the episode, it kind of all went together. You start with Rural King, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And then that went into the Hodunks.
That's right.
Which makes sense. And then we went into, you had a song for the Rural King, and then we ended with songs. So.
Right. There That's go. Good. Okay.
So 1 + A = 7.
44.
Right.
Yeah. 44.
Yeah, I just got to say, I was editing. I edited last week's episode. See, I have a company.
Dad
that
was laughing a lot.
I used to have a company that does the editing and the tightening and stuff. But when I got to the part, the Arnold Schwarzenegger part.
You kept laughing in the
I
coffee shop.
I was bawling. I was in Starbucks and I was editing and I was bawling,
I was like, what?
Laughing.
What? I couldn't hear it out in the earphones.
How ridiculous and funny it was. That was...
I don't even remember.
I just love unleashing you. It's just like the bull at the rodeo. Yeah. Ooh, just open the gate and let you go. And just when you're done, you're done. But my gosh, that was funny. So good.
Oh man.
Yeah, see, I can't remember now either. I couldn't hear. You had your earphones on, so I couldn't hear. But
yeah, I was editing
it
because
it didn't sound like it.
Well, when I edit, it's really I wouldn't call it hyper editing. I don't like the uhs and stuff. I'll take stuff out and try to.
It's good to tighten.
Tighten up if there's any spaces or if there's kind of we've talked about something and there's a section where we talked about it.
Or it gets boring.
That just like didn't really go anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or wasn't really necessary. Just make it.
Yeah, that's
smooth
good.
And tight and lean. But man, that was so fun. It was so fun.
My life motto is to be smooth and tight and lean.
Really?
There you go.
So to wake up in the morning.
Yeah. I was going to talk about, I saw there's a comedy special that came out last week that's pretty much taken over the world. And I don't know. I had a lot of thoughts about it, about where comedy is. And it was for me, it was, I call it what it was a hopeless opus. It was a hopeless opus. It was like brilliantly done and brilliantly put together, but I felt like it was descent into madness, and there was really no hope in it. And I was really bummed. I was really bummed out by it. And I think just with everything that's gone on in this, it's been a year and a half of a bludgeoning for people mentally and emotionally. Yeah. And it's like, I had the picture in my mind of the flower coming up through the concrete, you know, like of all the life is hard, but there's some hope. There's like life. It's like, what was that? Was it a Disney movie where was it WALL-E?
Yeah.
Where they found, they were looking for life. And I think that's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that's with, I see, especially with comedy. I mean, it's, you know, I get it being self-aware and you want to, you know, not wanting to be corporate and not wanting to be a sellout and want to be authentic. And, you know, it's just a big apology.
Right.
You're so afraid you're going to offend somebody. Yeah. So afraid you're not going to be self-aware and realize your privilege and all this stuff. Right. I'm getting just tired of it. Yeah. I'm getting tired of,
I forget what it said in
of
Revelation.
Joy being sucked out of life.
But that keeps coming up again lately about in Revelation that it does talk about when we're coming near the end times that people will be easily offended.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one of the big signifiers.
Yeah. There was actually a question. Is that a word on signifier? Your Instagram that kind of goes along with this.
Right.
But it says, like, what is your view on cancel culture? And does it impact what you say? And do you stop doing some things so you are not, quote unquote, canceled?
Well, I think the funnier it is, the more you get away with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I've done jokes and I just can't deny it. And I think the more truthful it is, you can get away with that too, because you're just like saying, I didn't make this up. I'm just repeating what I hear.
Right.
I think cancel culture is a real thing. I think it's more corporate now. I think corporations are the ones that hold the keys to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so afraid that their brand is going to be affected by what somebody says, a joke that is said, the way that somebody portrays something under their brand, that they just can't, they don't even want to go there. Okay. I don't even necessarily think they believe these things.
Yeah. Right.
But I do believe it's so, they're so frightened that somebody's just going to come after them. It's like the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah.
You know, on Lord of the Rings, it's just looking around.
Yeah,
he puts the ring on, and it's on you. I think that's what people are afraid of.
Mm.
So I think I've always looked at it like people like doing comedy in the church. I always get the question: you got to watch what you say. It's like, well, if you're not good, I think if you're good at what you do and you're funny,
Well, you do have to watch what you say because it's in the way you say it.
Sure.
It makes
you
good or bad.
Yeah. But the people who get PO'd are the ones that are supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. Like, tell the early on story you had when you were with improv and you were doing.
Yeah, it was a Christian improv with the unfortunate name, Himprov. They were beautiful people. And it was a lot of fun. But there was a skit we did where I dressed up, I put a wig on, a blonde wig, and I was Christina Aguilera. Right.
Nice.
And this kid comes up to me afterwards and he said he worked with, what has he worked with? I can't remember. He was glad he didn't bring them because they would have been offended. And I was like, I was just being, you know.
I was just being Christy Aguilera. Yeah.
I didn't really know what to say.
You apologized, but the leader was like, pfft.
People are going to, no matter what you do, people are going to be ticked off at it. I did a gig. This guy came up to me after a show one night and it's always taking up offenses for somebody else. That's usually where they're.
Yeah, I was just listening to John Chris talk about that.
Yeah.
On his rants that he has about so many people being offended on behalf of other people.
Right.
So,
well, that's
ridiculous.
The deal. They'll come up to you with love or hate. With love, they'll say, oh, my kids love you. Not I love you.
Yeah.
My kids love you.
Right.
Yeah. Or if my kid, that's what he said, the guy said, I'm glad my kid wasn't here because your Subway song would have hurt his feelings because he's working a minimum wage job.
Yeah.
Right.
Which okay.
Yeah.
And right.
That's
so
just facts.
I just so it doesn't matter really what you do.
Right.
Somewhere, somehow,
yeah,
somebody is going to just it's gonna hit them the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. We were watching this video a few months back and this guy would go on like college campuses and he would interview people and in this one he was like wearing like a sombrero and like a Mexican like poncho, and he was on this college campus and he's like, is this offensive to you? He would just like ask like people
cultural appropriation
and people would get so mad at him. Yeah. And they'd be like, cultural appropriation. And they're all like right. white girls and like getting so angry with him.
Yeah.
And then he went to like the Mexican district in the like city and they loved him. They were like, oh my gosh. Like,
they're celebrating.
Thank
his
you.
Culture.
Like,
isn't that
it
crazy?
Was like honoring to them.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are these people doing? Like, getting offended for other people. Like, if you're offended by it, that's your thing.
Right.
But don't take
speak on behalf of
other
yourself.
People.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unless, of course, like, because then it's like, we should be like standing up for like the poor and the needy and like that.
Yes. Yeah.
But in this kinds of terms, where like, I feel like that's different because I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting like picture of like what is kind of going on where it's like, these people like are honored by it. And are we trying to take away the differences like in our cultures? Like, we should celebrate them, not get mad at each other about them.
It's so not fun. And
I
it's
know,
just,
it
I, and I thought this too, this after watching the special and just all this stuff that's going on, we need a dragon to slay.
Yeah.
Mm. We need like
this
a
culture
common
enemy. Needs a dragon enemy. To slay. I, obviously, because we're picking
other.
Stuff that's just no one can put a finger on.
That's
it's like
true.
It's so out there. What you're like? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Satan wants to divide. So he has found a crazy way to divide in a country that should be, you know,
united.
More united. Mm-hmm.
So what was John talking about? John, Chris.
Oh,
was
John,
saying,
Chris. It was about two or three or five. It was might have been 5 months ago during the pandemic stuff. Just about. People coming up to him and being offended on behalf of somebody else, which really is kind of offensive because it's like, look, the person that you're speaking on behalf of, they're not requiring you to do that.
Yeah. Who do you
think
you
are? So it's like, basically it's like you've decided that such and such group is offended and then you're going to take on the cause for them. Like, well, you know, thanks, but no thanks. I can speak for myself. Mm-hmm. So not only do you think A, they're offended when they may not be, but B, you think they're too stupid to handle it themselves.
Well, they're going to save the day. People want to save the day.
Yes, it's
they
so
want to be the hero. You know?
It's like, be the hero of your own story. Stop trying to be the hero of other people's stories.
Speaking of heroes.
Oh.
What?
Liv created her own definition for superhero.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
That's what they did.
Okay, we were talking about superheroes today, and Luke said that Wolverine is a superhero.
Ooh,
Wolverine is not a superhero.
Yes, he is.
Would you say Wolverine is a superhero?
Not a superhero.
This is
thank you.
The
that's
most,
what
he just
I
has
said.
Claws, right? He just has long claws, and he gets angry.
Hold on, guys.
It doesn't count.
Turns into a werewolf.
Okay, look.
Oh, you guys don't know who Wolverine is.
It's like the Flash.
Is,
the Flash is not a superhero.
Oh.
Exactly.
He just gets there quicker.
He just has power.
Oh no! Okay, is Iron Man a superhero?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Because he saves
awesome.
People and he's amazing.
He's Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, okay.
Is Batman?
He's
a superhero?
He's Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
That's all that
Why?
Matters.
Because he's rich.
Yep.
Takes
okay,
on crime.
A Superman.
Yes,
a superhero.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He's called Superman.
He is.
Okay.
He is the pinnacle of superheroes.
Okay. Here's the thing: is if you want to go into this, and you can please pose this question on the podcast, because I'm getting riled up about this, because Wolverine is a superhero, and you guys just cannot agree with me.
Wolverine is not.
Listen, Wolverine is.
We
if you
got,
look
we
it up.
Entered this.
Okay,
debate.
So when I go out and I trim my hedges with those clippers in my hand, am I a superhero?
Because
I have long
scissor Well, you guys don't actually, you guys actually don't understand
Thanks,
the origin
babe.
Of Wolverine, and you don't understand that he's a part of X-Men, and you don't understand that he was actually
the
in the
line.
Comic
we
books.
Don't agree
Wait
with
a second.
The storyline.
Wait, here's the kicker. Played by Hugh Jackman, who's an Australian. There are no Australian superheroes. They're all pretty much from good old America.
Wow.
What about Chris Hemsworth? Isn't he Australian? He plays Thor.
No, he has an accent.
She's trying to get the button.
Anyways, Luke is wrong.
I need some superhero nerds.
Okay.
To back me up on this, because in the comic books, Wolverine was actually in the Avengers. So
Luke. Okay. Dude.
It's just a stretch. It's just an animal.
He's just not.
Have you seen a Wolverine?
Okay, so listen, he is not an animal. Have you ever watched X-Men?
I'm sorry, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Who's the guy who's in a wheelchair in X-Men?
Professor X, also
he
a superhero.
He says he's a superhero.
Yes, he
okay,
is.
Okay, no. If you are not on a child's pajama set, you are not a superhero.
Wolverine.
I don't know what else to tell
Good
you.
Point.
I cannot believe I'm having this conversation.
I agree.
I don't know what to tell you.
Listen.
Yep, I agree.
I'm so happy Wolverine, you guys are on my side.
Wolverine's literally in your pajamas.
There's literally Wolverine. There's like a meme about him, and this Wolverine's like
memes
laying
don't
in
don't make it.
Yeah, wait,
listen to him.
We've been listening
He's
to
been
him
talking a lot about
no,
time.
No, the last week and this week, I try and make a point, and
Luke,
you team up
Luke,
on me and you
Luke.
Cut me off. No.
Oh, what was the other thing?
Just say what you want to say.
Okay, I will. I will say what I want to say.
Do it.
Professor X started his own superhero school, okay? And all of the X-Men are trained there, right? Just like Jean Grey, just like Cyclops, just like Storm, just like Wolverine. It is a superhero
Notice
movie.
Notice how none of us know who any of those people
because
are.
Because you guys only watch the Avenger movies, but that's not all of the Marvel Universe. You have to go all the way. Just like Fantastic Four, part of the Marvel Universe, also superheroes.
I don't know.
It's a big world.
I just don't know.
It's a big universe.
A lot of them just come out of science experiments.
Thank you. And also, his school, so it was like, not a school
really?
Of superheroes.
It just
was a
comes
school
out
of
bad
of
science.
People.
They should have a Wuhan
Yeah,
superhero.
They're Wuhan yeah. superheroes.
Corona
Spider-Man.
Man.
Yeah, you guys, your points don't make any sense.
Corona Man.
Spider-Man
take your
was
taste
literally
away.
An experiment. Let's see.
I didn't say they all. I said a
well,
lot of them
Well, you're an experiment.
Iron
so
Man
how
is literally.
You said urine.
The Rock.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
You're
The Rock. She doesn't think Luke. The Hulk is a superhero.
The Hulk doesn't fly.
He just pounds
He just jumps
people.
Really well.
All right. I can't have this
okay.
conversation.
Okay. Let's change the subject a little bit. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest problems with the superhero genre, especially with the Avengers, are the fights.
They're so exaggerated.
They're just, I don't get the rules
there
of
are none.
Them. They're just hitting each other, just slamming each other into buildings which yeah. fall apart, which fall on top of them. They get up and shake their head like, yeah. and then they're right back at it. Like,
yeah. But someone sick. Finally
and
dies.
And then they do, okay, here's...
Why does someone finally die?
Well, yes, exactly. And it's like they'll do the lasers out of their hands. They'll go, ooh, like that. But then in the end, they'll do it really hard. Ooh, like that. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that at the first of
well,
the fight?
You could say that with right? almost every movie. Where it's just like, you could have killed this person right away, but instead you were just like, well, I'm going to watch you suffer, blah, 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 and then they get away.
Luke, would yeah. you say that Voldemort is a superhero?
No. That's well, not even in the Marvel universe.
I agree
universe.
With you.
But wait, you could make the same. No, I agree with you. I also think that superhero movies are getting more. The reason I like Batman the most is because the enemy and is the most clever. Like, in order for Batman to beat him, he has to actually, like, figure out what his plan is and his tactics are. And the Joker's kind of creepy and manipulative.
Well, I think the Joker makes him better. And I also think Lex Luthor makes Superman better.
Yes, but in the Marvel Universe, the monsters that they fight are just, like, bigger and bigger aliens.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, well, we need all these people to destroy this big alien. Oh, yeah. what's this power? Oh, they're going to destroy the world with this super weapon. Why are they going to? It doesn't make any sense.
What about Let's the guy
about
with the fist
Tinkerbell.
Thing?
Hmm?
What about the Tinkerbell. Guy with
and
the
Bart?
She's
with
heroic.
Fist.
She's actually heroic. That's Wait, the thing.
She is?
Luke, I will say this. Wolverine is heroic, but yeah. I wouldn't call him a superhero.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, you guys, okay. You're entitled to your own opinion, yes, but also
yeah, I know
the
I
entire
am.
World will agree
and on
with
behalf,
me and Google. If you
on
look
behalf
it up, he
of all
is a
the
superhero.
Real superheroes, I'm offended. So, how dare
it
you?
It is offensive.
That's well, superhero appropriation.
Wait. What about Guardians of the Galaxy? What
and
about
I won't
Chris
stand
Pratt?
For it.
Oh yeah,
he is not a superhero.
He is a superhero.
He is.
Oh my gosh.
He's literally
oh
in the Avengers.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I thought he just
oh my
seemed
gosh.
Like a normal
no.
guy.
Any of those people, oh characters that are the good guys in these
just
movies,
some
are
stuff
superheroes.
Out. Luke,
they're heroes and
they're
heroes. Super. That's why they call him. Is he a super?
No, it's just so different. It's just so different, Luke.
In your own mind.
Yeah.
We gotta get a real comic expert on here.
Is Tinkerbell a hero?
Yes.
Or
not
is
a superhero.
Elsa. A superhero?
No.
She's
just
a princess.
She's just crafty.
She's just a princess.
She's crafty.
Yeah,
she helps people and she turns things to ice.
She's a princess yeah. with power.
Yeah.
Just like me.
That's right.
Well, that's what this show is all about, is empowering women.
That's right.
So yeah, I hope we've done that, ladies.
And
you feel power. Do you feel more powerful than when you first turned this on? I hope so. I think so. Mm. I can feel it.
Mm.
Women like, power, baby.
Really?
Real queen.
And Wolverine, I guess that's just we'll have to agree to disagree on that.
Yep.
No shame in that.
I think Luke is 0 for 2 because table saw.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Wolverine as a superhero.
Okay, you guys are, again,
wrong.
You guys are just teaming up on me. You don't even look anything.
One more strike, you're off the show for a week.
I think maybe you should look yourself in the mirror.
Week suspension.
Yeah. Well,
and think.
What happens if I'm right, though? Can we make, how do, if I'm right, do I get some sort of reward? Do I become the rural king?
Yes.
The thing is you're not right.
We'll get you a cape and a crown.
Right. But what if, like, what if we put a poll on the Instagram and we say, is Wolverine a superhero? Yes or no?
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Okay. Do okay.
Deal?
Okay.
And if I win, I become the rural king.
We'll call that our first ho-dunk poll.
And you can become the rural king.
Is Wolverine. We're going to start with a low bar, and then we'll go low, and then we'll work our way up. But that's a good one to start with. Yeah. Is Wolverine a superhero?
We got to test
something. It's not a risk. Yeah. Just put yourself out there. Yeah. Let us know what you think. Because we care.
Oh, we
That's
care.
What the show's about.
I care. Sorry, we care.
You guys care?
I don't, but I know Luke does.
It's just funny.
I just can't wrap my head around.
Sometimes
this.
I just like fighting about this stuff because you get so riled up about it. It's
I just can't believe you don't think Hulk is a superhero.
I do, but it's just different. I don't know. Like, he is a superhero. I know that logically, but in my heart, it just doesn't feel like he is. Do you know what I mean? Because everything you do, he acts out of anger. And that's just not superhero to me.
That's
true.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what to tell you.
Anger induced.
Yeah. So how can you fight that?
Wolverine's not a superhero, then my whole childhood's ruined because he was my favorite superhero growing up. So.
He was? Ooh, yes. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Wait, who?
Wolverine.
Oh, Luke.
He's the best. He has the best movies.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
A superhero.
And I'm a big Hugh Jackman fan.
Yeah. Huge Jackman.
Great actor.
I like his singing.
Yes. Let's watch The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
So good.
I was thinking Les Miserables.
Well, I'm going to finish out with this, an oldie but a goodie that probably Libby knows. I don't know if Lucas heard this.
This is the song written for Luke because he thinks that Wolverine is a superhero. And this is what he's going to get a taste of.
The Assyrian army camped outside Jerusalem, ready to conquer and level it. But most of the army died in their sleep one night, so the Lord ended that threat. And there's other stories, like the prophets of Baal, Queen Jezebel, Goliath of Gath. These weren't just innocent bystanders. These were enemies who felt the wrath of God's backhand.
Wow.
When tough love must get even tougher. God's backhand. When evil plays rough, God can play rougher.
Oh my God.
We're not talking about tennis or ping pong or any kind of friendly sport. We're talking about God fighting for his people where someone can really get hurt. But that someone is your enemy who'd have no qualms about hurting you. So they're not being unfairly treated when they get what is their due from God's backhand. It's as strong as it ever was. God's backhand. It will solve problems that nothing else does. God's backhand. When you need something.
There you go. Like I said, there's nothing more dangerous than a Christian with a dream. So remember that, folks, as you go about your whole day.
Gosh,
we want to thank you. Thanks, Ho Dunks, for hanging out. And we'll catch you later.